My Sister Ivy, Part 10. Having finally come out to my mother, I've never been so comfortable around her. We've just been having coffee together. We both agree that Ivy is probably feeling guilty about tricking me into taking the stuff in the pale pink packet. I also agree that I need to be completely honest with her and tell her how I feel. I want to tell her that I forgive her for it. "Honey, I'm home," Dad calls out, surprising us both as he comes through the front door. Mom instantly gives me a bemused look and stands up from the kitchen counter where we've been sitting together. "What's he doing home so early?" she asks. She pokes her head into the hallway. "Leon," she says sternly, "it's lunchtime. Aren't you supposed to be at work?" Not answering, he just walks up to Mom and gives her a kiss on the lips. "I took half a day," he explains, kissing her again. "Everyone seemed so stressed this morning, so I thought I'd come home early. Maybe take us all out for lunch." "Such a sweetheart," Mom grins, allowing him to put his hands on her backside. "It's just me and Jordan here, though. Ivy stormed off somewhere." "Oh," Dad replies, a little dejected, letting Mom escape from his wandering hands. "Hi, Jordan," he says, looking into the kitchen at me with a smile. "Hey," I say back, feeling the usual anxieties flooding back into my system. Walking into the kitchen, Dad opens the fridge and pulls out a bottle of water. Opening it, I watch him observe me in the cheerleading outfit. Expecting him to comment on it, he turns to Mom with a worried expression. "Where did you say Ivy's gone?" he asks. Mom shakes her head and sits back on her stool beside me. "Not sure," she answers. "Jordan and Ivy got into a spat and she stormed off." Dad takes a sip of his water and looks at us both concerned. "Did you hear about those two police officers last night?" I look at Mom and we both shrug. Mom then shakes her head. "Scary stuff," Dad explains with an odd excitement. "It's like juicy gossip. Both of them were found outside of town. Completely cut in half." "In half?" Mom huffs, giving Dad a stupid expression. "Stop exaggerating." "No, seriously," Dad replies, leaning on the counter in front of us. "They're pretty sure it's not an animal attack. Apparently, they were responding to someone acting suspiciously. They never reported back." "Really spooky, isn't it?" Mom looks down at her coffee and swirls it in the cup. Now I am a little worried about Ivy."
"I'm sure she's fine," Dad smiles.
"Anyways, what's with the getup, Jordan? I remember your mom wearing that uniform when we first got together. I'm a little surprised it fits you so well." My face goes bright red. I start shrinking in my seat as Dad looms over me. "I should have gone and changed." "Cute, isn't she?" Mom states, reaching under the counter to place a supportive hand on my knee. "She looks better in it than I ever did." Looking down at my short pleated skirt and bare legs, I don't see Dad's reaction. I'm too worried to look up at him.
"She?"
Dad inquires, making me feel anxious and a little silly. I hear Dad move closer to Mom to whisper in her ear. As much as I try, I can't hear what he's saying. "Yes, Leon," Mom says righteously like she's offended. "Why don't you ask her yourself? She's sitting right here. Don't be so rude." "Oh," Dad reacts innocently as I glance up to see him blushing. "Your father," Mom says to me, lifting my chin with her finger, "wants to know if I've had the chat with you." "Chat?" I ask, looking everywhere else but at my dad. "Yes," Mom says softly, letting go of my face. "Why don't you tell him what you've just told me?"
Sure,
I squeak. I take a deep breath and think about how happy Mom's made me feel. I can do this. "Dad," I say, forcing myself to look up at him. I want to be a girl. Unbearable seconds pass as we just look at each other. His expression gives nothing away. Unexpectedly, Dad claps his hands and rubs them together. "I knew it," he grins. "I told your mother years ago that I suspected you might have gender issues. She didn't believe me." I look at Mom in complete shock. Mom just smiles at me and nods. "It's true," she admits. "As much as this pains me, your father has been so switched on about it." "What?" I shriek in disbelief at what I'm being told. "Everyone in this family thinks I don't pay attention," Dad says, proudly puffing out his chest. "Yes, Leon,"
Mom sighs. You were right. Jordan does want to be a girl. Can you get the gloating over and done with so we can concentrate on supporting our new daughter?
I wasn't even sure this was what I wanted until now, I say, interrupting them. How would you have known that, Dad?
He gives me the widest grin and leans on the counter towards me. I joined a support group a while back after you started showing signs. I've been talking to a lot of parents with children that suffer from gender dysphoria. From what I gather, some of your behaviors have been textbook. I blush and look away. It wouldn't surprise me, Jordan, Dad says, reaching out to touch my arms, that you broke that makeup head of your sister's just so she'd have to use you as a model. I gulp and shy away from the question. I'm right, Dad says smugly. Aren't I? I slowly nod. I did indeed break it on purpose. Seemed like a good idea at the time. Don't be mad, I reply, looking at both my parents with a guilty smile. I did do that. Yeah. Jordan, Mom shakes her head but continues to smile. You little rascal. So, Dad says, touching my arm again. Tell me what's happening to your body, Jordan. You've been taking something, haven't you? Worried, I look down in shame. Tell me the truth, he continues, patting my arm with his hand. The changes are obvious, Jordan. I feel so stupid and silly yet again. I've been taking these that make me more feminine, I explain slowly. Jordan, Dad says in disappointment. Why did you do that without telling us? It's upsetting that you felt like you couldn't come to us about it. Frustrated by that, I get a little angry with him. You told me you didn't want another girl in the house, I hiss. Whoa, Dad says, stepping back from my tongue lashing. I don't remember saying that, but I'm sorry if that made you feel you couldn't. You made me feel like you'd hate me for wanting to be who I really am, I say, tearing up as I let out my true feelings. I hate you for that. Hate is a strong word, Jordan, Mom cautions. Ignoring that, I remain focused on Dad. I felt I had to do this behind your back, Dad, I howl. Unable to stem my anger, I watch as my proud, strong father begins to tear up in front of me. Clearly, I'm hitting a nerve and he knows he's done wrong. I'm sorry, he weeps, letting go of my hand as he stands dejected in front of me. I'm sorry for making you think that. Clearly, I wasn't thinking. I fold my arms and look away. It's nice to get an apology, but that doesn't fix all those sleepless nights I've had worrying about how he's going to react. Is this defo what you want? He asks sensitively. You 100% want to transition? I nod. Well, okay then, he says passionately. Your mom doesn't know this, but I've been putting money aside, assuming that this might be the case. If you want to transition, Jordan, I've got almost enough money put away to help you with medical bills.
Leon! Mom shrieks in surprise. Have you?
Stunned, I look at him to check he's not joking. Yep, he replies with a quick nod. I told you, I've been chatting with a support group for years and they suggested it might be a good idea. Wow, Mom reacts, blown away. Leon, I'm... See, he grins, interrupting her. I might not say the right things from time to time, but heaven knows I try to do the right thing. He turns back to me and smiles. I'm sorry, Jordan. I really am. I'm 100% behind you with your transition. I'm proud of you and will be delighted to have you as a daughter. Tears bubble up behind my eyes. I don't know what to say to him. He's amazing, and I just went and told him that I hate him. I feel like a grade-A jerk. Don't cry, Jordan. Dad says lightheartedly. Me and your mother will support you no matter what. And we already know Ivy will, too. It's not that, I sob, getting up from my stool to race around the counter. I throw my arms out and embrace my father as tight as I can. I don't hate you, I cry into his chest. I love you, Dad. He laughs as he embraces me tight. It's okay, kiddo. I know you didn't mean it. I'm sorry, I squeak again, tears now streaming down my face. All good in the hood, Dad replies, still holding me tight. We've just gotta make sure we do this properly from now on, okay? No more medication just given to you by your sister. Heaven knows where she got them from, Dad mumbles under his breath. I do want to have a word with that girl. Still pressing my head into his chest, I look up at him with tears in my eyes. Is she in trouble? Dad looks down at me and he pats me gently on the head. I don't know, he answers. Maybe. I try to shake my head. No, Dad, please. I feel awful about this entire thing. Please don't tell her off. I'm really worried about her. You love your sister that much, huh? He asks. Me and Jordan have been talking about it, Leon, Mom pipes up. I think it might be best if Jordan talks with her first. I think they should have an open and honest conversation between them before we get involved. You think so? Dad asks, rolling his eyes at Mom. What do you think, Jordan? I agree with Mom, I reply, giving him a warm smile through the tears in my eyes. I'd really like to tell her my truth. She deserves to hear it from me rather than from you guys. She's been the one pushing me to be myself, and I've done nothing but reject her support. So, Dad laughs, looking at us both. Where is she then? That's the question, Mom sighs. I think I know, I chirp. I bet she's gone to the gym. After talking with you both, I think I might go look for her right now. Dad and Mom look at each other for a moment as I dry the tears from my eyes. Makes sense to me, Mom comments, then points at my outfit. You should probably change out of that uniform before you go. Do you want to borrow some of my jeans? Or maybe one of my dresses? I look down at my outfit and I'm not too fussed about changing. If I'm going to be a girl, I'm going to have to get used to the attention when wearing stuff like this. I shake my head at her. Nah, I'm okay. I was thinking maybe I could just borrow your leather jacket. Oh, Mom replies, raising an eyebrow. Sure, you can borrow it. Thanks, I grin wide. I've been waiting to wear Mom's leather jacket for ages. Do you want a lift, Jordan? Dad asks, letting me go from his embrace. Nope, I shake my head. Walking will give me time to think about what I'm going to say to her. Just be honest, Mom remarks. Tell her she's helped you on your way to be the person you want to be. Thanks, guys, I say, smiling wide enough to make my face hurt. No problem, kiddo, Dad grins, patting me on the head. Say, if you're a girl now, what's your name going to be? Jordan, both me and Mom reply simultaneously. Oh, Dad smiles. That's nice and easy. Just gotta remember the correct pronouns now, huh? Should be pretty simple, seeing how you already look like my daughter. He laughs. With that, and my head held high, I slip on some of Mom's trainers and her leather jacket. Going out like this doesn't have me fazed one bit. Knowing I can be who I want to be is indescribable. It's like being on cloud nine, but somehow sweeter. I feel good about myself. And most importantly, I feel like I finally belong. Walking down the block towards the gym Ivy goes to, I can't stop smiling. Not even the loud sirens of police and emergency vehicles rushing down the road could put me off. As I approach her gym, I do start to get a funny feeling that things aren't quite right. I have been getting some odd looks from people. I assume it's because I'm wearing my mom's cheerleader's outfit and a leather jacket. But I don't think it's that. People look scared for some reason. That's when what Dad said about those two police officers comes to mind. Could the killer be nearby? My feet start moving quicker without me thinking about it. I hope Ivy's okay. Breaking into a run, people start rushing past me, fleeing in the other direction. Everything about the situation makes me want to turn and run away. Something is not right. I should call Dad. Pulling out my phone, I think it wise to get him to bring the car. As my phone unlocks, I press call, but it just beeps. It has no signal. How can that be? I'm in the center of the city. Getting a little scared, but still concerned enough about Ivy to push forward, I turn the corner and the gym entrance comes into view. This block is usually buzzing with activity, but other than the police cruisers out front, I can't see a single person. Crossing the road past the abandoned police vehicles in the middle of the road, I approach the entrance to the gym. Looking around the area, worried by the eerie quiet, all I can hear is my heart thudding in my chest. I have to find Ivy and get her the hell out of here. Stepping into the gym entrance, I look at the welcome counter and find no one attending. Leaning over the desk, I look behind. The place is deserted. Examining the hall that leads to the gym floor, my mind races as I wonder what's happening. Where are all the police officers? The cars are here, but there's not a single officer in sight. It's extremely strange. Brushing the hair from my eyes, I take a deep breath and head further into the strangely quiet building. As I approach the double doors to the gym floor, I take note of the red stains on the floor and up the walls.
What the hell? I mutter under my breath. Is that blood?
Fearing the worst, somehow my feet keep walking towards the gym. I have to find Ivy. Gently pushing open the large double doors so that they don't make a noise, I look into the large gym floor. It's empty and terrifyingly silent. That's when I see them both. The fear freezes me to the spot. Two figures in the distant part of the gym, one laying down on the floor looking up, and the other standing over them. I stare at the girl on the floor. It's Defo Ivy. My God. Ivy's in trouble. Without thinking of the danger to myself, I step forward and call out to her. Fear spreads across my entire body as the person standing over her immediately looks in my direction. I can't help but notice the bloodstains across this person's light blue dress.
Jordan! Ivy screeches in pain, looking at me from the floor. Run away! Now!
My hairs stand up on end and I don't move. Whoever this person is, they stare at me with the intent to kill. I look into its golden eyes, and they strike fear into my entire being. That's when I notice the strange glowing orb in its hand.
What do I do? I should run away and get help, but I need to save Ivy.
You! It booms, slowly walking towards me with the most sinister grin I've ever seen. You're the one calling out to us. Confused as to what they're saying, their piercing golden eyes glare deep into my soul. I've never felt a terror like it. It's almost primeval.
Jordan!
Ivy screeches, shuffling away from this thing as it starts to approach me.
Fucking run!
As it gets closer to me, I can smell the stale blood emanating from its dirty clothing. I'm scared.
We want it, they say, as its voice crackles. We need it.
Backing away in fear, I watch as it holds the shiny orb in its hand towards me.
Jordan!
Ivy screams again, having gotten to her feet. Having hold of a metal bar, I can see Ivy is planning something. She's trying to protect me.
What?
The person says, confused and angered, fumbling with the orb in its hand.
Why aren't you absorbing her? Take her! We need her! Take her!
Shaking on the spot, I have no idea what it's doing or saying. Just as Ivy rushes to attack them from behind, the orb flashes intensely bright. It leaves me stunned with sunspots in my eyes. When I'm able to focus again, I see Ivy crouching on the floor, struggling with her vision also.
Fine! The person shouts, raising both hands into the air.
Bemused, I see the orb mysteriously floating above their head, looking like they are praising the sun. Their entire body begins to float from the ground. I look into its golden eyes for but a second, and I see the evil within. I'm terrified to my core.
We shall take what we want, they say, booming their voice enough to echo in my chest.
Frightened and unable to move in fear, I have to look away as the orb begins to glow hotter and brighter than the sun. It's burning my skin.
It shall be ours.
It booms again, almost forcing me to my feet with its immense presence. The light becomes so intense that I have to cover my face. That's when I begin to see my life flash before my eyes.
Ivy, I forgive you. I love you.
Silence. I feel its impending presence, and I'm helpless. I await my fate. Is this the end? Unable to see, I hear several movements in all directions. Suddenly, the light fades away and the heat dissipates. Something is drawing this evil person's attention away from me. Was it Ivy? I look in one direction and I'm confused, but also thankful for what I see. Three women wearing armor and clutching swords stand together.
Green!
The woman in the middle with strikingly fearless blue eyes screams at the top of her voice.